a Nacho Radio podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 685 of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Darren, good to see you, man.
Well, this is excellent lighting.
Yeah, we're in a different studio today. We've moved to a different part of... What are you doing? Don't ever touch those buttons. How dare you? Where do you get off?
I've got a bigger button, and mine works.
I like to turn the gain up on you a little bit because you're a little bit farther away from the microphone. That's how I have the settings. Welcome to the show.
Do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, no, I think you're microphone one and I'm microphone two, which is kind of... Let me try something. Yeah, there we go. All right, well, I spent about a half an hour getting things ready, and Darren came in and pushed a button, and now everything's ruined.
What's this do?
Hey, what do we got over here?
What is this?
What is this?
Of course.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're thrilled that you're here. We've got five things to talk about. Really, I think you'll find we have more than five things, but we've got the top five things that we'd like to share with you. What have you been up to since last time I saw you?
Just getting in trouble.
Yeah, at work?
For the most part.
Yeah? Work? Home? What kind of trouble are you getting into?
Everywhere.
What's going to be new for the River Bandits this year?
What's that?
Any new attractions at the River Bandits you can talk about?
Not that I know of.
Has there been any scuttlebutt? I saw someone online.
There could be scuttlebutting, but I'm not part of the scuttlebutt.
They don't have you come in for meetings? Like, Darren, what would you like to see us do?
No. I'm not there in an advisory role.
Well, I think that's a shame. What about merchandise-wise? Anything new merchandise?
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Well, you want to talk about it here?
No.
You've got a platform. You've got an audience. You've got these great listeners who support you in everything you do.
They'll be... once we make sure that the River Bandits are back on board as a sponsor, then we'll talk about it.
Man, I love that you are the ball buster of the two of us. Somebody's got to be, and I'm glad it's you. Got a couple of texts I wanted to get to before we get into the meat of the show. You can reach out to us on the text line anytime you like. Area code 470-23-NACHO. Spell it out in your phone. Send us a text. Here's one from the 563 regarding yesterday's show. Listening to the podcast. I guess this is from a couple of podcasts ago. It's from Fat Turtle.
Okay.
Who texts in, listening to the podcast where you said Snickers the horse was put down. I thought it would be a funny shirt to have Snickers the Horse Memorial ones. And then I thought, why not have it be a fundraiser for Darren's favorite animal charity?
I don't know that I have a horse charity.
That charity is the Dave and Darren Fund.
That is the...
For horses. And that means money we take to the track. How do we not have an OTB in this town?
I guess you got to go to Rockford.
You got to go to Clinton.
Or Clinton.
Clinton has an OTB. There's not a single OTB in this town. That's shameful. The Supreme Court right now is listening to arguments, and there'll be a decision sometime this summer about whether or not sports books should be allowed in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Iowa legislature, there are a couple of really smart cats who are like, the second we get the thumbs up from the Supreme Court of these United States, we're putting those books in all over the state.
And smoke weed every day.
And that's not... No. Believe me, you'll be betting legally on...
Marijuana on very,
football.
Very soon.
No. You'll be betting legally on football games before you're smoking weed every day. I would like
to short some marijuana futures, if possible. And I'm going to do it... I'm going to do it with Litecoin.
No, that's... None of that's real. That's not how that works.
It might work that way.
A lot of texts, people reaching out about our top story today on the top five things. I guess I'll save that for later. 720 area code wanted us to know that the Mallards did finally win a game on Friday, but then they lost the next game. I know that happened.
Hip hip hooray.
And then 309 says, I just about lost it when I heard Darren say shampoo for pussies on today's podcast. It's the best when he strays from his normally good composure. Another great show. And go Vikings, in all capital letters.
Well, I meant that in the best possible way.
Yes, well, of course you did. Of course you did. I've got the top five things to go on here. You want to go right into it?
Let's hit it.
I like when we do that. Let's...
The Dave and Darren...
I also like when we don't get right into it. Just a big fan of the show.
Top 5 Things Podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road, right next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on right now, so come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and the custom bridal line. They offer free cleaning and inspection. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Apparently, yesterday I said internet-free financing options. I can't tell the difference between the word internet and interest, but that's exactly what you need to do is take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays. They open at 9 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today. Mention Nacho Radio, and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, number one in our top 5 things today.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah, the lead singer of the Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan,
is a zombie.
Oh, no, too soon. Darren!
Ba-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Too soon!
At least she didn't linger.
Oh, Darren!
Oh, everyone was doing it anyway.
Oh, Darren, that's terrible.
Did I miss anything else? What was the third hit?
Dreams?
Dreams.
That was the big hit. That was a big hit. Salvation? That was it. I mean, there was a time in my life where I was playing Cranberry records every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They were huge.
No, they were big. They were out right around the same time. I guess I was trying to figure this out. What was the Cardigans' big hit?
Love Fool.
Love Fool. I had Love Sick in my head for some reason.
Mm-mm. No, Love Fool.
Were they out at the same time?
Around the same time. Yeah, I was when I was working at the Planet, those are both songs in heavy rotation.
Yeah.
The Cardigans, and then
so then what has happened is she was she was only 46, so did she
no cause of death has been released. She died suddenly yesterday in London. Cause of death, they say, unexplained at this moment. She had suffered from both physical and mental health problems. Recently a Cranberries tour was cut short because she had some bulging discs in her back. She was dealing with depression, so I mean it's you don't want to speculate, but she's dead at the age of 46. I had back when I was in charge of imaging, it's the stuff that's like on in between records. When your record plays, and it's like, you're listening to such and such, and then they go on another song. So they made me the guy that was in charge of that. And we did this thing where it was like, you know, women of the planet, 93.5. And then it was like, Sheryl Crow, and then a music hook, and, you know, Meredith Brooks. And then, you know, music clip. And then I thought, well, you know, this
tour. Mama Cass!
So the
Carol King's Tapestry.
The guy that was our voice was, you know, he had a nice big voice, but he wasn't really up on anything current.
So he got the names wrong?
He would butcher. I had to have him do it over and over again. It's like, Dolores O'Riordan. Dolores O'Riordan. And I'm like, no, Bumper, her name is Dolores O'Riordan. Got it, Dave. Dolores O'Riordan. Dolores O'Riordan. I'll tell you, I got a real kick out of that story. Fergal, drummer for the Cranberries, when I shared that with him. Ha! Nobody knows her name!
Yes! Hey, we're Celtic!
We're cakes for nothing!
Yeah, that sucks. Dead at the age of 46, there are reports that she was full of life.
When they,
in the hours before her death, that she was leaving a voicemail saying that she was looking forward to things later on that week and stuff. So, unexplained. We'll find
when did
out
they
more.
Play here?
Gosh, oh, they played here at least twice that I can remember.
As like an opening act?
I think so. I don't know that they ever headlined here.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Yeah,
well, they were huge,
right.
Though. I mean, they sold like 40 million records.
Very refreshing.
Number two.
Two.
The band was originally called the Cranberry Saw Us. So it's like cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I got it.
And then somebody was like, you know.
Buried Paul.
Right. The Cranberry Saw Us. And then they were about to put the record out, and somebody's like, you know what, guys?
Much.
This is
too cute.
Yeah, like, we get a kick out of it, but no one's going to take us seriously. Number two, the parent company for Johnny Walker. Taking out trademarks here. Johnny Walker will now be unveiling a new line. Get ready for...
A new color?
Jane Walker. Jane Walker will be joining Johnny Walker on store shelves at your favorite liquor stores.
Is that just a more slender bottle, and you just don't get as much booze?
I guess. This is a whiskey that they say...
We'll make it a more shapely bottle, but what really happens is there's just not as much fluid in there.
Well, or sometimes there'll be more fluid, depending on when you get the bottle, I guess. This Jane Walker whiskey will focus on gender equality and female empowerment. I guess they were going to roll this out. The plan was to roll this out right after Hillary won the White House.
Mm.
Like, hey, women, sisters are doing
right,
it for themselves.
Let's get drunk.
Yeah, and then they thought, nah, maybe we shouldn't. But now that women are taking back the power, it's like, okay, maybe you dames want to drink some whiskey, huh?
That's right, dames.
Is it that you dames don't want this Johnny Walker because it's another man you want to deal with? All right. We'll give it to you on your terms.
You tomatoes are taking it to the streets.
I tell you what, dolls.
Your time.
Then make it happen.
Number three.
You wouldn't think it would be able to happen again, and not so soon, but we have another false missile alert going off, this time in Japan, where NHK News, which is a big deal over there, they had to issue an apology earlier today after accidentally, incorrectly claiming that North Korea had launched a ballistic missile. If you had the NHK app, NHK is like the TV station over there.
Okay.
And, they all got these alerts on their phones in Japan saying, NHK news alert, North Korea likely to have launched missile, the government J alert, evacuate inside the building or underground. Yeah. Then they had to apologize for the error. Now, they were able to get it figured out in a couple of minutes that this was a mistake. It wasn't quite the 38 minutes that the people in Hawaii had to deal with, but still... Yeah. Getting false alerts about missiles coming.
No, we're going to need to tighten this up real quick here, kids.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you, and be honest, would you, if you were in Japan, mm-hmm. the Empire of Japan, if you're in Japan and you got a thing on your phone that said, hey, North Korea is launching a missile earlier today, would you be like, okay, we got to get some shelter? Or would you be like, here we go again?
I don't know, because I don't usually take fire alarm seriously, which is probably not the right thing to do.
Right. When you hear a fire alarm, you just assume.
I mean, I typically think it's probably a false alarm.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, right.
Or I tend to think that I've got, if I'm on the ground floor, I tend to think I'll probably be able to get out in time. I mean, I don't know that I've ever been in a fire alarm when I've been in the top floor of a skyscraper of
right.
any kind.
Right.
So, that might change my attitude a little bit. I don't know. I still don't think I'd be pushing people over. Maybe I would. I probably would push certain people over. Not,
Would you go looking for people to push over?
I would go push.
This is my excuse to go knock that son of a bitch over.
I would go push people that I was in front of.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm going to go push you down.
Right.
And then go.
Okay, so it wouldn't be a matter of, now's my chance to enact my terrible revenge.
Well, yes, absolutely it would be.
Yeah, the false missile alert earlier today in Japan, this is the second of these in the last couple of days. To go along with the ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, or Hawaii, this is not a drill.
Although I guess
emergency
I was on the
alert.
Second floor of a casino when there was a fire alarm going off.
Where was When was this?
Just recently.
What casino?
The one that's here in town.
Were you there for a concert?
No.
Gambling?
No.
What are you doing at a casino?
Someone was eating something.
I love the rich details you provide to your stories on the show. I love how much you're willing to share. I was at a casino. Someone was eating something.
Right. There was dinner being served.
Was it a wedding?
No.
I can't just imagine.
Just a little tiny get together.
Okay, so friends of yours?
Just friends.
Okay.
Yes, for the most part. So, man.
It's like pulling teeth with you.
Well, it's. I like to create a certain amount of allure.
All right. All right, Garbo. So
just
you're watching. You go to a casino
in my day,
to the second floor to watch someone eat something. Was this the eating competition?
No, it was dinner. It was called dinner or supper, if you would prefer. I like to. In my day, we called it a whiff of suggestion.
Supper is what you have in the afternoon, right?
I suppose so.
And dinner is what you have at night, or do I have that backwards?
I suppose so. I tend to think that they're one and the same.
No, supper's at night and dinner's lunch.
Could be.
I never understood that. It's farming stuff, right?
Sunday dinner sounds to me like it would be taking place earlier in the day. More around lunchtime.
Supper is the later
one. And supper would be later, but in my world, supper and dinner are the same thing.
Okay.
Unless, of course,
they are synonymous.
To me.
Yes.
Whether they are to anyone else or not.
Okay. Well, in parts of the U.S., supper and dinner are used interchangeably. But dinner is the midday meal akin to lunch. Supper is always the evening meal.
Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
But okay. I don't know about Monday dinner. Monday dinner should be replaced with lunch.
Like lunch, and a lot of this terminology, because when I first moved to Iowa and I heard that out here dinner and supper were used interchangeably, it blew my mind. But you have to keep in mind, this is because the farmers were eating four times a day.
Well,
you'd have your breakfast, and maybe then your lunch,
even more than that,
then dinner,
maybe even more
than
that. Because Taco Bell would like you to lead you to believe that there's a fourth meal.
Well, that's the Illuminati, isn't it? If Charlie Daniels is doing his best,
getting their hooks in you.
Number four.
Number four, Jamaica is sending an all-female bobsled team to the Olympics. So get ready for this to be a movie. Starring Tiffany Haddish.
Probably the only reason they're sending one.
You think so? Jamaica's sending a women's bobsled team to the Olympics for the first time. Jasmine Fanlator Victorian, who, by the way, was the driver for the U.S. bobsled team in 2014, she'll be piloting the Jamaican sled.
That doesn't seem fair.
The bobsled will be pushed by Kerry Russell, a sprinter who helped Jamaica win gold in the 4x100 relay at the 2013 World and Track and Field.
Shouldn't you have to pick a country and stick with it?
Yeah. That Lolo Jones was on the bobsled team last time. Remember that?
Boy, everyone likes to just... Are people still beating up on her?
Lolo Jones?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think people were beating up on her?
People were not nice to her.
Why was that? Because I love Lolo Jones.
Well, you did.
One of my all-time favorite Olympians.
I understand that, but a lot of people beat her up.
What for? What was the controversy?
I don't know if they were just...
I don't remember this.
I don't know if they were just jealous, but they said some very, very...
Why was that?
I think they said she was a fraud and...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She put up with a lot to the point where she was like, you know, in tears and I quit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm devastated to hear that.
I think it might have been
I should have been there for my Lolo.
I think it might have even been her teammates.
Really?
I think her teammates even maybe had a problem with her.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think she ever won anything.
I don't remember that.
Huh?
Oh,
it was heartbreaking.
Heavily criticized in the New York Times.
Was she criticized by her teammates?
It says here, the media attention was based not on her achievement, but on her exotic beauty and a sad, cynical marketing campaign.
See, there you go.
Yeah, that it was all... the other Olympians had a problem with the fact that she was getting all the attention.
She was getting all this attention, and she's no better than we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So these were just people people that were jealous. And then when she was on the Winter Olympic bobsled team, some American bobsledders were saying, well, they're just giving it to her because she's famous and hot.
That's exactly right.
When, you know, we work really hard to be bobsledders.
Right.
I'm sorry. If you're a bobsledder, I want you to know this. I speak especially for the entire
if you're
country.
If you're the bobsledder that's like the second guy in.
No one cares about bobsledding.
No, they do.
Not even during the Olympics does anyone care about bobsledding. You don't get to take yourself seriously when your sport is ridiculous. You get in a sled and go down a mountain. That's not an achievement. That's not sports. There's no athletics in that.
Well,
you're pushing your own roller coaster. Congratulations. You know who should get the medal for every bobsled team that wins? Gravity. Gravity's the MVP of your team. Stop it. They taking shots at Lolo Jones.
It's kind of hard to hang a medal on gravity.
Well, I would argue it's impossible. That's why Lolo is there.
So I don't know.
I would love to hang a medal on Lolo Jones.
I don't know if she's back or not, but
she's not.
They in my day they called it throwing shade.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Was this back when you and Bette and Barry were in the bathhouses playing piano together? When was this in your day throwing shade?
Yeah, they were throwing shade on Lolo.
Really?
Which something I hope I don't have to put up with anymore.
I guess I had blocked that out of my mind because in my mind, Lolo Jones
was an American hero.
She's a treasure. She's an American, an Iowan, and an American treasure.
Des Moines?
She's from Des Moines. You bet she is. And she's wonderful. Lolo. She's the greatest. Finally, number five, McDonald's announcing they're going to stop using plastic foam cups. They quietly made this announcement yesterday. They also say they're going to be getting rid of all of their foam packaging by the year 2020. And they will eliminate all of their foam packaging from the global system by the end of this year. So they will now be using, they're going to stop using the polystyrene drink containers, which are not friendly to the environment. They're almost impossible to recycle. And they're saying they're going to get rid of that and go to some more earth-friendly things from Mother Earth. So I guess that's good news.
Sure,
huh?
I'm on board.
Yeah. Are you loving it, Darren? Oh, because that was their slogan
I
for a while.
I don't get the reference. No.
What's their slogan now, McDonald's? I think the slogan for a while this summer was, hang on a second, we're in back reading college acceptance letters. We'll get to your burger when we're damn good and ready.
Did they ever get back? Did they ever get to, well, yeah, I've always wondered about that particular commercial mm-hmm. where the guy rips the acceptance letter out of the guy's hand. 2 seconds, everybody. Let's take a look at this. No, you didn't get in. All right, everybody back to the Friars.
That would be a very powerful commercial.
Well, it's just realistic. You know, you only how many people get into the University of Chicago? Not a lot.
It's the toughest school in the state of Illinois to get into.
It's not easy. Two seconds, everybody. Wait a minute. This isn't even the University of Chicago. This is some sort of community college. You didn't get in. All right, back to the Friars.
This one couldn't get into Scott. Back to the Friar, dope.
Back to the Friars.
And let this go for any of you idiots that have dreams. You're all mine until I say otherwise.
You're mine. You're mine till five.
Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg with movies coming very, very soon to the Orpheum, January 27th. That's a Saturday. All the Queen's Horses, the Rita Cornwell documentary. If it could happen in Dixon, Illinois, friends, my goodness, it could happen anywhere.
No, that's
Valentine's
not, no.
Day.
I can't wait to see this movie, but I have a real problem with the premise. It couldn't only happen in Dixon, I think is what we'll find out at the end of that movie.
Well, we'll just wait and see.
Okay, all right.
Valentine's Day at Sleepless in Seattle on Friday.
Come on, kids, grow up.
March 30th. See, now that's who you needed to have a watchful eye on the Dixon finances. Is if she would have lived in Dixon, none of this would have happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Friday,
that bitch.
Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film, and also coming to the Orpheum Theater soon, it's magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available online at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and they're also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about a grilled Italian? Like it hot? Their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. Get one today. Yep, and also make sure you turn one of your favorite
Internet
Capriati
free onions?
Interest-free onions.
Ah!
Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink at Capriati's. Mention Nacho Radio, and this is what's going to happen. They will give you a medium sub, but they'll only charge you for the price of a small one at Capriati Sandwich Shop.
U.S. State Department is saying if you must visit North Korea, you should write a will, make funeral arrangements, and designate carers for your children and your pets.
Probably wear a helmet.
The travel ban is still very much being enforced after the death of Otto Warmbier, that 22-year-old kid who for some reason thought it would not only be a good idea to go to North Korea...
Just take stuff.
...but to pull pranks by being hilarious and... we had to send this Logan Paul to North Korea.
Who is that?
Just one of these internet idiots.
Just an internet celebrity.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And what does he do?
He
is he vile?
Yeah. His gimmick is...
I mean,
does
he have a point?
No.
Does he... Or is he...
No.
Is it like Jackass?
It's... Imagine Jackass, but without the subtlety. Like, imagine...
So he's just falling off of stuff?
Oh, no. It's just... I mean, the thing that the kid got in trouble for now was he went to the suicide forest in Japan and was poking around at a dead guy and, like, making fun of it.
And poking then, a real dead guy?
Yeah, yeah. There's a forest in Japan, the Empire of Japan. It's called the Suicide Forest, where people go and they...
Who's financing his trip to Japan?
YouTube.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the video that what did involve the suicide thing, where he goes to downtown Tokyo and he buys, like, you know, video games.
A stick?
He buys video games, and he's dressed up in a Pokemon costume, and then he, like, smashes the video games on the street, and he goes, "Hey, this is broken." And that's, like, his whole bit.
Ooh.
Now he's demanding a second chance. Here's the thing about second chances in the United States. We're all about giving them to you, but we have to give them to you. You don't get to demand a second chance.
Once 38 Special signs off on it...
Well, your heart needs a second chance.
Then, yes. Maybe.
Yeah, he says everyone, quote, "everyone deserves second chances, bro."
Yeah, but it seems like you, blew your first chance, like, real quick.
YouTube star who posted footage of a suicide victim and laughing about it says, look, quote, "everyone deserves second chances, bro."
Well, not everybody.
22-year-old has issued two apologies... post this clip back on New Year's Eve at Japan's Akikogara Forest, a location that's known for its large number of suicide attempts. So yeah, this guy went to the suicide forest looking for a dead body, made fun of the dead body, and then tried to say, "I did this to bring awareness to suicide." No, you didn't. You're a monster. So if he wants to go to North Korea, I'd be all for it. I don't wish any harm on the young man. Maybe a little bit of North Korean roughing up. I don't know. The State Department says, look, if you must go to North Korea, draft a will.
Who must go?
Well, you know, there's always idiots that want to go to North Korea.
Can you go? Can I go to North Korea?
North Korea is classified by the U.S. State Department as a level 4 do not travel country.
But I can go.
You can go there. You can go to Yemen, Mali, Libya, Somalia, Afghanistan, Iran, and Iraq. You can go to all those places. They're all level 4 do not travel countries.
I gotcha.
Yeah. They can't forbid you to go wherever you want.
Well,
they're saying...
They're forbidden by the FLW.
If anything happens, we're not going to be helping.
The Fantasy Fishing League still will not allow any participation from North Korea.
Now, is that starting up again?
Soon.
How did you do last year?
Not good. To the point where it's just,
did you lose interest? Not good.
No, not interest, but it's been 2 or 3 years without really any success.
You mentioned those frozen alligators on our last show. The alligators that got kind of frozen when the
intentionally, right?
Well, they don't have a choice. What do you mean they did it intentionally?
I mean the alligators did it intentionally.
Well, no. I don't understand your premise.
They stuck their snout out.
So when the waters freeze, alligators know to shut their bodies down.
Yeah.
And to stick their snouts out so they can still get oxygen.
Right.
Yeah. But it wasn't like the gators were like, "Hey, let's freeze ourselves. Hey.
Well, we're just gonna sit here.
Tim, come in here with me. This is gonna be great." Yeah, I think they're safer being frozen in ice than they would be
under the ice.
Yeah. Right. Well, now they're saying that the bomb vortex that happened, all of those alligators on ice. You all hopefully saw some of the pictures of the gators with their snouts frozen in the water, and it's nature's way of telling you something's wrong.
Well, it's still again better than iguanas falling out of the trees and mongrels picking them up for deposits.
Well, this went viral. The pictures of the alligators frozen in place with their snouts above the ice. Now the ice is thawing, and according to experts. The alligators are pissed. They are really grouchy as a result of what they've gone through.
Coming to get you.
You got angry, unfrozen alligators to deal with.
coming to get you.
Yeah, they're in a fighting mood, and all of the alligators, they say, survived. At least the alligators here in this Although alligator
I think,
park.
I think the temps start to kind of rebound today, right? To some degree.
Are you talking about here in the Quad Cities or East Coast?
For the most part, yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping.
Bounce back.
Yeah, that would be ideal. Diet Coke getting a big makeover because they want to appeal to the millennials.
And what again did they do? What did they get due to the diet, the Coke Zero? What change did they make?
They changed the formula.
Just the verbiage, right?
No, they changed how it tastes.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't taste it.
Well, that's because you're drinking a Pepsi.
Not because I choose to.
You have said time and again that you feel Pepsi is a drink for children.
Yes.
Your preference would be to have a Coca-Cola.
Let's put a little carbonation in it. Let's be grown-ups.
Coca-Cola announcing that the Diet Coke is undergoing a big makeover.
Hell and Pepsi are for children. Did Pat Benatar ever do a Pepsi commercial?
That's a great question. She would have
sure kind of sound.
She would have been right around that time for the choice of a new generation. Been. Yeah, I don't know. Did Pat Benatar?
Hell and Pepsi are for children.
Be a good little boy and you'll get a new toy. We'll tell Grandma you fell off your bike because hell is for children.
And Pepsi.
She must have done a commercial for something, right? Back in the 80s?
It seems to me that, like, because Love is a Battlefield. Did they turn Love is a Battlefield into a Pepsi commercial? Seems like it.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
Maybe not.
This is all I can come up with for Maybe Pat not. Benatar commercials.
I'm having a problem with my daughter. She insists that rock and roll is here to stay. What do I know?
Pat Benatar, Get Nervous on Chrysalis Records.
Nice.
This holiday season, give the gift of music.
Wow.
Get Nervous on Casablanca Records.
You can get Nervous on LP for just $6.49. So, you know, that ain't bad. I guess she also did a commercial for Candies, which was...
Shoes?
I think it's a line of shoes or underpants or what is that? What are Candies? It's shoes, right?
I think so.
Because that's the one where Jenny McCarthy was on the toilet.
Tell you what, I'm a big fan of her, but what I really respect.
Mm-hmm. Is that marriage? Respect the hell out of that marriage?
I do.
Yeah, get ready for the new Diet Cokes. They'll be hitting the store shelves here any day now. New sleek cans and four new flavors.
Oh, yeah, they're making it look like Red Bull.
Ginger Lime, Feisty Cherry, Zesty Blood Orange, and Twisted Mango.
She was my favorite one in the group.
Who was?
Ginger Lime.
Ginger. This does sound like an all-female group. Ginger Lime, Feisty Cherry, Zesty Blood Orange, and Twisted Mango on drums.
The Runaways on Casablanca Records.
Cherry Bomb. Yeah, they say that they wanted to be innovative in their approach.
Well, they want to give you less Coca-Cola.
They want to stay true to the essence of Diet Coke. While recasting the brand for a new generation, millennials are now thirstier than ever for adventures and new experiences, and we want to be right by their side.
You think you're drinking a Red Bull, but you're not.
I think you still get the same amount of Diet Coke, it's just in a sleeker, taller can.
You think you're drinking a Michelob Ultra. Look at you. If the can's thin, you must be thin.
You've come a long way, baby.
Oh, look, I just bet my Benson Hedges.
Benson Hedges. Ooh. Is that the one with the... It was Benson Hedges was for women? Or was that the one with the guy with the ascot? It was like, whoa, look at me!
Someone had a black eye. Who had the black eye?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Someone had a black... or like
that was a cigarette commercial?
Yes. Someone had... It wasn't like someone had been punched. It was like someone had like black...
Why would
charcoal makeup on their eye or something.
Oh, Tarryton Cigarettes.
What was it?
Tarryton Cigarettes?
Tarryton?
I'm not familiar with this brand. This is something where the guy had he got a black eye for smoking?
I don't know.
Well,
something. He had a black eye. As a result, I guess.
What gives Tarryton the taste worth fighting for?
There it is. See? They got like ash under their eye.
Worth fighting for.
tip and it's got a white one too.
What?
Together they improve that great tobacco taste for you.
Us Tarradine smokers would rather fight
than switch.
Oh, that's the idea. We'd rather get in a brawl, some sort of back alley brawl, than give up our cigarettes.
Safer to say they'd rather switch.
So was Benson Hedges the one that fed the cigarette? Had the bent cigarette?
That sounds right. That sounds right.
To the ladies, and some more dancing, huh, Bonnie Boy? Light twinkle toes.
Which style of dancing do you like best, Barney?
Oh, I don't know. They're all the same to me.
They're all the same to Fred, too. Exactly the same. But who cares? They're in there pitching.
People that dance, it's weird.
Okay, lunch is over. Now back to work.
The bird is the time clock.
I mean, dancing in general is weird.
Hiya, Mr. Flintstone.
Greetings, Rocky, my boy. Pack of Winston's, please.
Oh, you like them Winston cigarettes, huh, Mr. Flintstone?
But of course, they really got something.
You bet your life. Folks who really enjoy smoking know it's what's up front that counts. And that's where Winston steps out ahead of the crowd with their exclusive filter blend. Choice golden tobaccos, specially selected and specially processed for filter smoking.
Hold it, hold it.
And what you mean?
What are you pitching Winston's at me for? You know I never smoke nothing else.
Just practicing, Mr. Flintstone. Everybody knows that.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why Larry smoked him.
Fred and Barney Flintstone.
Uh-huh.
Fred and Barney Rubble. They got him hooked up on the Winstons.
They got to him shortly after the Share the Fun concerts. As a matter of fact, that might have been what he got for second place.
Is that just a big
box of cigarettes.
Little Buddy says that Fred Flintstone's cigarette salesman kind of sounded like Amazing Larry.
Well, he was very wordy, almost too wordy.
What are you selling me for, dummy? I'm already here buying the smokes.
You're selling past the sale.
There's reports that there was a guy over in the UK who had a sneeze. 34-year-old man was going to sneeze, and he thought rather than sneeze, he would hold it in.
Mm.
Never hold in a sneeze.
I try to temper mine to some degree.
That's a mistake.
Well, I do it for a reason.
Hmm.
I do it because I find that if I don't if I kind of hold it in, I let it out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hold it in a tiny little bit,
yeah,
I can actually crack my back.
Really?
And being that no one's cracking my back,
mm-hmm.
and I have to do it myself, I might as well take advantage of the sneeze or a partial sneeze.
This guy blew a hole in his throat by holding in his sneeze. Otherwise healthy, 34-year-old man.
It seems like a pretty weak epidermis.
Felt a popping, painful sensation in his throat after following a sneeze that he tried to stop by sealing off his mouth and nose. Why would you seal off your nose? What's the matter with you? See, you don't deserve a head if you don't know how to sneeze.
Remember,
as a 34-year-old man.
Remember when we asked Amanda Beard if she had ever sneezed underwater, and at first she said yes.
And then she realized, no,
no,
it's impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I've seen it happen.
It's not good for you.
No, I don't suppose it is. It'll blow your brains out.
By the time this guy, he tried to stifle the sneeze by sealing off his mouth and his nose. By the time he made it to the ER, he had lost his voice and was unable to swallow. When the doctors first took a look at him, they also heard crackling sounds that ran from his neck all the way down to the rib cage.
That's what I mean.
The force of the inward sneeze inadvertently punctured his pharynx, the section of the throat behind the mouth and nose before the esophagus, and that crackling popping sensation was a condition known as crepitus, which was caused by air bubbles that had seeped into and rubbed against the soft tissues of his neck and the space between his lungs via the hole.
Whether you were a professional swimmer or not,
yeah,
don't you find it strange that someone would just react and say, yes, I have sneezed underwater? Seems like a strange thing to admit. It's like she was half listening to us when we were speaking to her.
Well, I feel like that she was probably half listening to anyone that was interviewing her. But
right.
Also, I also think that...
Yes, I
when
have.
You're, when
what?
You're, well, no.
What do you mean, yes, you have?
When you're, because let me tell you something. The first question, when you're a competitive swimmer, the first question people ask is, you ever pee in the pool? And the answer is yes.
That's not what I asked.
But see, It's like...
You ever sneeze underwater.
But she probably thought, this is the pee in the pool question. And yes, I have peed in the pool. All competitive swimmers do. Because you're told, okay, you have to do, you know, do 5,000 of this and 7,000 of that. There's no getting out of the pool. Everybody that's a competitive swimmer will take a leak in the pool.
I always find it interesting that you never see anybody who goes tubing with a big case, with a big thing of beer,
yeah,
ever has to go to the side of the river to go take a pee.
No, doesn't happen. Does not happen.
Never happens.
No. Well, it's
people.
That's a river. That's not a pool. That's like I think.
I understand.
Everyone's
that. I understand
okay with
that,
you pissing in a river.
I understand.
There are other creatures urinating in the river at all times. But a pool is a different thing.
Beavers.
That's right.
Beavers do it.
Platypus.
Sure.
platypus.
But
if, yes, if you even suggested that, hey, we need to go to the side of the river, we need to go to the land so I could go to the bathroom while you're tubing.
Right.
They throw you out of the group.
And rightfully so, says this reporter. Enough's enough. What are we doing here? Now, she probably also assumed I've spent half of my life in a pool. And you know, I'm doing 8, 9, 10 hours of swimming a day since I'm 6 years old. I probably have sneezed in a pool.
But then when she really gave it a chance to think about it, she said no.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why it was such a good question.
She was in Playboy.
That's why she was on our show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
A woman over there in Lithuania says that she was on a sand-only diet, and it drastically improved her health. She says it cured her brain tumor.
Pound sand.
Stanislava Montseviline is 70 years old.
And then we ate sand.
She says she's been eating nothing but sand for a decade. She says that this sand diet has not only made her healthier, but it even cured her brain tumor. She says, I had a late-stage brain tumor. They said I wouldn't last long. My hemoglobin level was 60. I was passing by, and an idea came to mind. Take the sand and eat it. For the first time, I choked, but then I got used to it.
I only get work when there's a flood.
That's her diet. She now eats nothing but sand. She can't get enough of it. The woman's health has actually improved.
I wonder if she ever pours like a little milk on it. Just has a bowl of it. It's like, oh, this is...
She says...
This is close to grape nuts.
She says, the 70-year-old Lithuanian woman says, here's some tips if you want to switch over to an all-sand diet.
Gradually? Do it gradually?
Now, see, I just keep thinking of that Sam Kinison bit. You know? It's like, you live in sand! Go where the food is!
Oh, right.
This woman would have ruined his joke. She says, you should not mix the sand with food or water. And you should not eat anything else. Otherwise, you'll feel sick. And the water should not be drunk. I used to eat wet sand, so after it, I did not want to drink. She says, different types of sand taste differently. Sand can be sour. This one has no taste at all, but the other sand, brown, is sour, she says. So, yeah.
Brown sand, by the way, is when the birds poop on the sand.
You're eating brown sugar, stupid. What are you doing?
This sand is somewhat sweet.
I want to point out here, for those of you that are listening to the show, in no way do I or Darren recommend that anyone eat sand.
No, not eat it, but pound it.
There are no health, independently, scientifically proven health benefits to eating sand. Although, again, this 7-year-old woman in Lithuania, and look at her. She's a goddess at the age of 70.
Yeah, it doesn't look a day over 140.
I know it. Like, 70, there's no way this one's 70, right?
She was 70 years ago.
Well, maybe that's it. She's immortal. That could be. That makes a little bit more sense.
That wouldn't be a good trade-off.
You get to live eternally as long as you just eat sand?
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, I'll go ahead and pass on that one. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Can you imagine thank you passing? What would you be? You'd be passing like sandcastles.
And so castles made of sand fade into the sea.
Hey, get a load of this one. Yeah, it's got a crow's nest and everything.
Food, all right.
No, don't eat sand. That's not what you should do. That's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We are back, I'm told, on Thursday with an all-new patron-only show.
That's what the scuttlebutt is.
All right.
Patron-only show on Thursday. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you, or has been brought to you, by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, and all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte. And, of course, make sure that you check out East Moline Coffee Company on the web. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, and now would be the time to get signed up if you're not, so that you can hear the podcast on Thursday or any of our shows, any of the podcasts. You have access to that if you're a patron, and also by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast has originated from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Capriotti's gift cards are the perfect gift for any occasion, because everybody loves Capriotti's. Make sure you get along with your favorite sandwich, your favorite soup, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Thanks so much for listening. Back on Thursday with a patron-only show. Until then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing, this is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot, Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked, rock out, come on, and it just don't stop, East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot,
Hasta la vista, suckers!